Selling can be challenging. Selling can be challenging when you're selling and you're someone of color and you're trying to sell into a market where maybe people don't quite understand you. In this episode today, we're going to talk to our good friend Felix Montalera, who's going to share his experience selling and how this was able to help him become better, what strategy he employed, and how this strategy can help you if you are someone of color trying to improve your sales skill and selling into a different, difficult market. You're gonna love this one. Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome to another great episode of Selling in Color. I'm your host, Mr. Donald Kelly, the sales evangelist, and I'm so excited to be here with you. As you know, we decided to do this podcast because we want to be able to help highlight sellers of colors, people like you and me, who can share their experience, share their stories, and how we can help other folks come into sales who are doing the things that we are trying to do, who are trying to hustle and try to make things happen. On today's episode, we're going to talk to one of our good friends as well. His name is Felix Montalera. And Felix runs an organization right now that he developed from ground up, and he has years of experience of selling as well in multiple different capacities. But specifically selling as a Latino, how that was, the challenges that he faced, how he was able to break into markets, and how sometimes people didn't understand what he was doing, the challenges of overcoming that, and how he was able to do it. It's a fascinating discussion. I know you're going to like it. I know you're going to enjoy connecting with Felix. And also, please go ahead and check out his organization as well, and how you can, we have some links down below. If this is your first time listening to our podcast, please subscribe and leave us a rating and review. And if you're first time actually watching one of our videos, go ahead and hit subscribe. We appreciate that as well. Let's go ahead and dive into the episode. Felix, welcome to the show, man.
Wow, it's my pleasure to be here in Selling in Color. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Being an English language podcast for me is like, it's like, I'm excited
to put that Well, man, it's such an honor to have you. And I know you bring tons of experience and wisdom. And I told you I'd put out a call on Twitter and got some folks to respond. And you're one of the folks to nominate. And I was like, oh yeah, Felix, I'm going to think about that. But Felix, man, I know you're going to bring us a bunch of wisdom today. Tell us a little bit more about what you do, Felix.
Well, you know, I run the Latin Podcast Awards. And it all started at Podcast Movement.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were given awards back in the day. I don't even remember that. And
oh, yeah.
We had a beautiful ceremony and it was really awesome. And I sat there thinking, well, my podcast is in Spanish and the chances of winning the international at this level are going to be really hard. And not because my content sucks, not because it's a bad show. It's in Spanish. It's the language.
Yeah.
For the international, which will be the only one it could really compete in, you're competing against English language podcasters, right? Australia, the UK. Think about it. So I'm thinking, this is not going to work for me. So I got into a little brainstorming with Jared Easley and Dan Franks, and I'm like, hey guys, is there a possibility that I can do something similar in the Latino world? And, you know, and when I say Latino, it's kind of weird because it's Latino, it's Hispanic, it includes Spain also, which is different in Europe.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a global effort, and it's really cool when you can, when you pull it off, it turns out to be very nice, and it's something that you're like, wow, this really works. So that's the story of the Latin Podcast Awards, but it's like everything else. You have to sell something, right? So it can be profitable, so it can be, you know, it can be produced. And let me tell you, being brown skin like I am, you know, I don't know if I did my DNA and it was awesome. Here's a quick breakdown. 20% two African countries. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 24% Spaniard, okay? 15%
nice.
Filipino, okay? Those are the three major ones, right? And then from there, it breaks down to like some weird stuff, man. You're like, these people got around. And you're talking about 1800s,
yeah,
where, you know, technology. So my Filipino family came over from the Philippines to the Caribbean. Okay, coming around the south of South America,
Yeah.
Just for the slave trade issues. And they will jump ship and stay in the islands, the Filipinos, right? So it's a whole, this world is a lot smaller than what we think.
You know, that's fascinating. And I think that's what we are, a lot of us are discovering as we are continuing down this cycle, that we're all the same in some degree. And I think we just sent out our DNA kit the other day. So hopefully in the next 8 weeks, I can reveal to you guys where I'm coming from.
Well, you're from an island too, right?
Yeah, man, I come from Yadena, man. So a lot of mixture there in Jamaica.
I guarantee you there's not going to be much difference from mine in that end.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everybody wanted to take over the islands back in the day.
Exactly.
I mean, the Dutch, everybody was there.
it's paradise and they got some good stuff growing.
So. That's right.
So Felix, let's talk about this. When it comes to word selling, though, like your forte into sales and selling, let's talk about you're selling for your organization. What's some of the perceived challenges that you find as someone of Latin descent, you know, when brown skin gentleman in the world of selling? Do you find any difficulties or any challenges that when it comes to that may not be as challenging for other people?
Well, yeah, the challenges basically when it comes down to the essence of it. The challenge for sales are all the same, right? We have to cover people's needs and people's wants, right? Mm. And they're two different things. Whoever's in sales knows that what a person wants is totally different from what they need. But we have to sell them which one.
Yeah.
Which one do we have to sell them? We sell them the wants, right? Because that's what's going to make them buy. So in being Latino, the challenge is even a little bit, I would call it a little bit, I don't know. Can I use challenging for the challenge? Right?
It's
a little bit potential in the sense that you really have to put on your best foot forward and compete with the regular stuff. So in my organization, Audio Dice Network, we run the Latin Podcast Awards. Within the Latin Podcast Awards, we have to sell sponsorships. And we're competing with a bigger market, right? We're competing with the Ambies. We're competing, which are coming soon, right?
Yep.
We're competing with a lot of good stuff in this market. And for you to make that sale on something that is for brown skin and black people, the market is smaller, right? So it would be like a niche, I guess, if you want to call it that way. So you know you're limited on the type of sales that you're getting. But this limitation, though, is not a hampering limitation. But what I mean by that is it is possible for a brown person or a black person to get into the world of sales and make the sale. It's just you have to present it with these different ways to present the needs and the wants and see how we can get the combination. Because this is what I tell people. When you combine those wants with the needs, that equals sales, right? That's all the time. But it's a lot harder when you're just trying, honestly, especially, I can go on this, but I mean, you know, for Latinos and Blacks, we're not in certain, and I hate to say it this, but it's true. We're not in certain circles, right? We're not in, you know, we're only a small percentage of media. We're a small percentage of whatever we're in, we're small percentage if we're not the token person, okay? Which is even smaller than that,
yeah.
Right? And I've experienced that. I've experienced where they've hired me for sales and all that, and they show me off like a freaking puppy, right? Mm. I'm serious. They show, and it's crazy. But can you get over that hurdle and become a great salesperson? And I think you can.
How do we go about doing that?
Well, one is knowing your market, right? Mm. So whatever you go into, you have to know your market. You have to know what you're going into. What does that take? Does it take getting a mentor? So, hey, Donald, I'm in this business. You're in this business. You're a pro. Can you mentor me? Can you please mentor me?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, Felix, I don't have time. I'm a busy man. I just can't mentor you. Okay, I'm sorry I bother you. I know you're busy. Okay, step two, can we read books? a lot of people don't like to read, right?
Yeah.
But I'm not a reader. I never grew up reading. But I'll tell you what, I can show you. Make no bones about this, my friend. I read, okay?
Yeah.
I read. And the reason I read is because I don't have mentors.
Yeah.
I can't go to somebody within the Puerto Rican community or the brown community or even the black community and say, hey, Donald, I've known you for a few years. Can you mentor me on this, right? That's hampering. That's a problem that we have getting into any business, especially in sales, right? Mm. Especially how sales is seen in our countries, how sales is seen even here by our own people. It's like, oh, you're a salesman? Where are you working at, McDonald's? That's a sales position, right?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? If you know what you're doing at McDonald's, you probably can own a whole franchise thing in the whole state and make it, right?
Yeah.
So this is what people don't realize. It's how you go about this to make it happen. So that's one thing. It's knowing your market, knowing what you're selling, you know, believing in what you're selling. You just can't sell to sell. You know, I remember when I was a young man, I got into, there was this, when it was, we're talking here 1970, late 70s. I'm 58 years old, so I'm an old man, okay? In the late 70s, I was a teenager, right? 78, 79, bell bottoms were in. Oh, man, I might love my bell bottoms. I had bell bottoms, right? I went to school in these things. And there was a product called Shaklee's. And it was one of the first products that were like natural. You remember Shaklee's?
The vitamin stuff, right? my mother-in-law, my wife tells me that her mother used to get Shaklee's or whatever it was called so she can get those vitamins. And I remember I was doing door-to-door security sales in Memphis or somewhere. And I ran into a family, this couple, and they used to do that. And they're like, we used to do that door-to-door too. And I was like, wow. So anyways.
And it was, and that's what I was going to tell you. It was door-to-door Shaklee's sales. I mean, this was horrendous in the sense that for you to get a sale, you went through so many no's. Hmm. You know, you would actually give up. But one thing I did learn was like, the more doors you knocked on, if one or two extra open because you knocked on an extra 20 doors and one open, or you knocked on an extra 50 doors and one open, and the other one almost open, and you put your foot in there, you know, like, hey, before you close, I'm Felix, right? So
yeah.
It's hard. So that experience kind of scares people, mm-hmm. right? It really scares people on getting into sales. That was a horrific experience for me. I'll be very honest. I later got into another job, which was merchandising. I don't know if you know much about the merchandising job.
But not a whole lot.
Well, this job, basically, you are part of sales, but you also go to the B2B type, and you go to these, and it is, I guess you can call it, I had major supermarkets, and mm-hmm. we sold the bags of rice. Okay, that was the main product. We were rice, and there were the 1 pound rice, the 5 pound rice, and the 10 pound bags of rice, and we would fight for shelf space.
Yeah,
trust me, shelf space is really, really big when it comes to sales, right? But then you have to do the sale. Not only you got to know how much inventory there is, but you also have to talk to the management of the store and say, hey, here's why you should buy more, because Cinco de Mayo is coming up and they're going to want, right, you know, this type of rice, because this is a long grain rice and you're going to need it. You don't want to run out during Cinco de Mayo, right?
Yeah.
So that's the type of thing that I grew up with as a young man. And that was a better experience because that was not only commissions, right? But I had a little base salary.
Yeah.
It wasn't much at the time. But it was a base salary. And when you have those two things going together, now it's more palpable. Now you're going to businesses. Now you're a little bit more secured. And here's the problem with all this in selling. It's you being secure of what you're doing. So this is why you need to know the product or service that you're dealing with. Know it inside out so you can answer questions for these people who want to, guess what? Procrastinate on your buy.
Yeah.
That's all it is. This is what you want to eliminate, is procrastination on when they're going to buy.
Yeah.
Right. So as a brown man, let me tell you, wow, Puerto Rico wasn't that bad because they're majority in an island. We got it together, right? We got it together. But once you come to the U.S., it's a different story. It really is. And I'll be very honest with you. I had not experienced this phenomenon, okay, of the difference, okay, which I would even go into almost discriminatory, okay, just not to, I don't want to bring up issues like that, but it is at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I started feeling that as in a young adult male, for real. And that's when I really started going, oh, this, you know, I didn't do this. This didn't happen. I didn't close this deal or that deal. And part of it was, you know, it was the color of your skin, believe it or not.
So you're telling me you saw some of those experiences as you were selling?
Yes.
Yeah. Where basically was there any in particular that you could remember that you can?
Well, when it comes to that, yeah, I was trying to sell. It was an event. Mm-hmm. I did events for an organization. And I, you know, it was really easy to go to the people of color and sell the event. It was really easy. You know, it was a no-brainer. But I also wanted, to be very honest, I wanted white folks in the event because they were part of the community of the event, right? So I really wanted, and that was a harder sale because they had a lot of questions. And here's a problem with this. Questions. When the person that's buying from you, they have all these questions. This is what I'm getting at. You got to know what you're doing. You got to know what you're selling to answer these questions.
Yeah.
Because some people feel apprehensive just because of the product or the service. So prime example is Latin Podcast Awards.
Yeah.
Okay. So I tell people, well, if you interview me, this particular episode right here.
Sure.
You want to submit this to Latin Podcast Awards, it'll be welcomed. You're like, well, I'm not Latino, right? I'm not Latino. I'm like, yeah, but in this particular episode, you have a brown Latino man in your podcast, and it qualifies for the Latin Podcast Awards. If you have a producer that works for you somewhere or somebody in your organization that's Latino that helps you produce this podcast, it qualifies. You know how many white males I get in there
out of Tell
me. Less than 1%. And I get them because I explain it to them, right?
Yeah.
I give them the information. I give everybody the information.
Yeah.
But this particular episode will qualify for the Latin Podcast Award. But you can't put it in because I'm a man.
Can't put Felix in. So we'll make some adjustments.
Change somebody else. But no, yeah, that's what I'm getting at. You know, that's what I'm saying. So that sale in that realm, trying to get people to understand the realization that the Latin Podcast Awards is just not for brown and black people.
Yeah.
Okay. It isn't. It's for the Latino, Hispanic, Spaniard, and when I say Spaniard, from Spain community, right? That can compete with an episode that's either geared toward the Latinos or where it's produced, somebody in your staff that's Latino, or it's with a Latino, like in this case.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't know that because some people tell me, well, Felix, you know, I don't mind all this stuff. Like, you know, I've helped actually the Black Collective, the Black Podcast Association, do their Black Podcast Awards that was last recently. And then I've helped the Asian do theirs, right? Because, you know, I feel like this imposter where I'm part Black, part Latino, part Asian.
I'm part everything, man.
but I still feel like an imposter everywhere, right? Because I was born in the U.S. and at the end of the day, I'm an American.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to, right? So yeah, it's kind of weird, but I've helped out at the back end of all this to get them started and get them to be successful, right?
Yeah.
But the sale, when it comes to the sale, you have people within your and businesses within your community that will help you out. There's no ands, if nothing about that. And this is what I tell people of color, Latinos. I just tell people, look, you can't expect an outside group to come bail you out.
Yeah.
You just can't. So we have to create the Donald Kellys of the world, you know, the guys who knows and ladies who knows what they're doing within our community that can support our community. Yes, do we want to branch out? Of course we do. We really want to branch out and we want to bring in that unity, right? But truth be told, how the world works, it's a little bit different.
That's
bottom line. And as long as you understand that when you're trying to sell your product or your service and you cater to that without selling, and let's get clear about this, without selling your soul, right?
Yeah.
Without selling your soul, because sometimes we go to the extremes trying to get this darn sale. And it affects us. And believe it or not, it affects us emotionally. Because later you were like, well, was that the right thing to do? Right?
Yeah.
Or I'll never do that again. So if you regret that sale that you did, let's not rinse, wash, and repeat.
You know, what I like is the notion that you kind of allude to there and just kind of get to the last, as we get ready to wrap up here, like that you're, even though you have these challenges, you are still pushing through, you're still persevering. And that's why we want to do this podcast. And that's why we have folks, you know, listening, because even though as we go into sales and it may not be, we may not be a dominant community or voice in that arena, we can still thrive and we can succeed. We can learn from folks like you that are thriving, that's succeeding. You're understanding the basic stuff and you recognize these challenges and you're learning to look or work past those, not necessarily look past them, but you're looking to work past those challenges and to make things happen. And I think that's the powerful thing behind it when it's all come down to it. Now, and I know I have no reason not to believe that you're going to continue to be successful with the Latin Podcast Awards. Obviously, with this notion and these mentality that you possess, it's going to help you to continue to sell and to thrive. So,
yeah, when it comes to that, you know, this is what I tell everybody. It's a mental state. And I say that in a positive way. It's a mental state. And it is a state that you have to succeed, right? Do not expect it to be given to you.
No.
Do not expect because, oh, I'm a brown man, the Goya Foods, right? One of the most biggest international vendors of food, right? Canned food is going to support us. Because I'll tell you right now, Goya is nowhere around to be found in the Latin Podcast Awards, right?
Yeah.
So it's not given. It is not given. It has to be worked and it has to be sold. And this is what I tell people. We are all, so in some point in our lives, we are all in sales. I mean,
everyone.
Yeah. Even if you're starting off and you're putting in a resume, right, for a job, you're putting your best foot forward there, right? You're putting the information that's needed to get the attention to do the closing, which is what? What is the closing? Get the job, right? So that is a closing. You have to get that job. So we're all somehow, some way, if you got a minute, I'll tell you a quick NASA story on something crazy like that. I worked for NASA, right, for many years. And when I got to NASA, I was already experienced on what I did for a living. And I was 36 years old. And I figured, well, for my first 36 years, my working life, I've never really wanted to get promoted. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to. I really wanted to learn the different aspect of the job and enjoyed it. And I loved it. I loved it. I was like, wow, this is cool. But when I went to NASA, I was like, my main interest is to get promoted.
Yeah.
That's my main interest. You know, I know enough. You know, it's a little bit different in the type of work, you know, that we were doing, but in the same category, in the same realm. So I looked at and I literally, and I know that's going to sound crazy to some people, but I looked at how the top management, okay, how the top management actually lived, how they comport themselves, how they dressed, how they spoke, okay? And this is what I say, without selling yourself, because here's the thing, this people got to understand this. It's within what you can bear that you don't lose your identity, right? So I wanted to make this sell. The sell was I wanted to get to management as fast as possible, as soon as possible, and make it. So I looked at these folks. I looked at the type of clothing they had. I looked at their habits. I studied them, and I emulated some of it, the ones that I could bear, right?
Yeah.
I'm serious. From the shoes to the jacket I wore, You know, I had never bought myself a suit that was worth back then, $150. When I got to NASA, my suits were $600, right? Plus, okay, the shoes were $250. Let me tell you, I got promoted like clockwork.
Yeah.
Even though I was a brown man and they can see it, but there was this, I don't know, resemblance for them, right?
Yeah.
And this is called rapport in many other places. This is called getting to know the other side, right? Yeah. So when you have that going, I got promoted so fast that people were like, what is wrong with this? Well, this guy came with a parachute, you know, he just came in and he took over, right?
Yeah.
And then after I did my deed, I left. I got another promotion somewhere else. I got a bigger promotion and I left NASA and I finished my career in that other place, which was pretty awesome. But that's what I'm getting at. This is the sale, right?
Yeah.
You cannot expect to, and this is, have you ever seen a bank or a place, a source where they loan out or give young men a jacket? They exist.
Yes, I've heard of people saying that before. Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen them, right? I've donated most of my suits when I retired almost 3 years ago. I donated my suits to a place like that. Really nice suits. Okay. Reason being is because you have to be the part. So if you want to be a salesperson, you have to be a salesperson. Okay. Yeah. You have to, but you got to know how to do that. Yeah. Right. So you have to study it. When I started in podcasting, and I wanted to treat podcasting as a business, when I decided I wanted to be a business in podcasting, I started podcasting back in 2009.
Yeah.
Potencial Millonario, my Spanish language podcast, which is still running. So I'm not sure if it's like the longest running Latino podcast, right?
Yeah.
But it's still running. And I decided to do Latin Podcast Awards and Audio Dice Network. That's what I decided. I decided I'm going to go after the one percenters. Mm. I don't know if I told you the story. I want to go after the one percenters. I want to see what the Johnny Lee Dumas, Pat Flynn, Donald Kelly's of the world are doing out there.
I don't know if I'm in that category.
Oh, you are, my friend. You are. At least in my book, you are, because I targeted people. I almost stalked them. Okay. Yeah. You got to meet me because I went to you.
Mm.
And you were talking, you know, and I'm like, Donald. And we finally got to talk, right? That's how the world works. And we went to events where some of them were kind of exclusive events where we did things where there was not big groups, and that works, right? So this is what I'm talking about. I know it's something that, but here's the thing. This is something that black and brown people honestly do not know about, right? As a thing to do. Okay.
Yeah.
When I say that as a thing to do, we know it exists, but it's like for them, whoever them are, right? Whoever them, because I always say, who's them? I always, when somebody's talking about they and them, I'm like, who are they? Who's them? Right?
Yeah.
Because we got to know. Them and they really is just us sabotaging ourselves.
Ooh.
That's basically the way I see it. So when you talk to me about them and they, and you don't have a particular name, like a Donald is holding me back. You know, I want to be on his show. I've told him 100 times. And he says, yeah, a minute. And he never, that's Donald. But when I say, you know, these English language podcasters, they are holding me back because I speak Spanish.
Yeah.
No, you are holding yourself back because you're not doing what it takes to do the sale, right? And close the deal. That's the bottom line.
Well, man. Shoot, I like this, Felix, man. I wish we could go on for a little bit longer, man, but this stuff was like, you're right on point with this. And I just want to hit it up right here. Folks who want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to do so, man?
Well, LatinPodcastAwards.com. There is a contact sheet there that I send everybody to my sites. You know, I do not promote the other social media stuff because they block you. And take you out and terminate your business, literally, right?
Yeah.
So LatinPodcastAwards.com, contact sheet right there, or F. Montalera, which is my last name, F. Montalera for Felix Montalera, at LatinPodcastAwards.com. That's my email. Simple, nothing fancy, but I bring everybody home because there's the place to sell, right? When you're home, you're comfortable, they've come to your place, that's the sell. That, I mean, you know, it's better than going and knocking on the door. And you know,
no shekels over here, whatever that is.
Shekels. Hey, I have this vitamin shekel. You can see this amazing body that I have. It's like so ripped, and I have this fat.
I'm cool, Felix. Oh man, well, thank you so much for coming on the show, Felix. Man, I appreciate you, brother.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been my pleasure. If I can help anybody, you know, increase their sales or even grow their podcast, because it's part of the same deal, right? That's the business I'm in. So just have them contact me.
Deal. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was our good friend, Mr. Felix Montalera. And if you want to go ahead and connect with Felix, you can find all of his information down below. We went ahead and put it there so you can take advantage of it. Please, 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 this guy knows a thing or two, as he heard in this episode, and he has so much wisdom. We're just like barely scratching the surface as we're having this conversation today. So I really want you to go ahead and learn from Felix, connect with him, take advantage of some of the insights, take advantage of some of the awesome things that he's sharing, and see how this can help you in your efforts as well. And if you know somebody else out there who's just hustling in a sales game, who is trying to improve, and they want to be better, and they want to learn from people of color that looks like them, send them our way. Let them know about this podcast. If you know somebody that's Latino in sales and they're thinking about, you know, improving or becoming, getting into sales, send them our way and let them know about this podcast episode. Perhaps this can be the tool to help them. As you know, we want to be able to improve. Only 20% of us right now across all sales careers are people of color. We want to change that. We're trying to do that right here with this podcast. Not trying. We are doing that with this podcast. Check out groups also like Sales for the Culture. You can learn a lot of great details there as well. You know, we bring this stuff because we want you to improve. We want you to succeed. We don't want to go out and beg for a piece of the pie. We want to go out and create our own pie. Let's create our own way. Let's create that value. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. And as I say on my other podcast, I want you to go out each day and do big things. Hey, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the episode today. I appreciate you. You could be doing many other things, but you sacrificed the time to be able to improve yourself and to listen to our podcast, and that means a lot. If you haven't done so already, I ask that you leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. It goes a really long way when someone can come behind you and hear about the show from someone else and hit subscribe. Thank you if you can do that, and if you've done it already, it would mean a lot. I appreciate you. Also, if you haven't done so already, go ahead and subscribe to our channel on YouTube. You can get the same amazing content, but you get a chance to see us, as well as more tips, tricks, and strategies that can help you compete and to succeed as a sales rep. Our show today was produced by myself and the Sales Podcast Network. It was edited and mixed together by the one and only Mr. Gershon O'Bale. Our show notes today was created by the one and only Rael Ramirez. Our podcast guest coordinator is Mrs. May Marr. Our episode artwork and social media posts were created by Destin Cunado. Our content editor is Michelle Rushman. Our podcast production coordinator is Mrs. Shannon Rasmussen. You can find audio credits to this episode and all of the episodes in each of our show notes. And as always, I am your host, your coach, your mentor, your guide down the sales journey, Mr. Donald C. Kelly, the sales evangelist.